This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Playing the best Pokemon game ever?
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are Johto related. And I'm joined by my co-host.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. The journey is my cause. Pokemon!
Also, shout out to this generation being the Johto region. I think, aside from like the main theme to Pokemon, like Pokemon Johto had an absolute banger of a song. I mean, come on.
Really, I don't remember.
It's like Pokemon Johto.
Oh,
my gosh. I can throw my thing in a circle to that song. But anyway, before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. And we are back to rank Pokemon Johto. Every single Pokemon, starter to finish. Should be shorter than the last episode because there wasn't 150. And, you know, there's a decent amount of Pokemon here. But I feel like, you know, if it's anything like the last episode, we are more welcoming to each other. This is your generation, too. He's probably banging out to that song. See, that's what's got to be on your Spotify playlist. So I'm going to put Chikorita S tier.
No.
Now he listens. I should have said Meganium. Because that's the one everyone hates.
All those three in the bottom here. B tier.
I like Bayleaf. All right, anyway. We're starting with Chikorita. We got to start from the first one. Where are we putting Chikorita?
I can put Chikorita C tier.
Okay. What about Bayleaf?
C tier. Are you going to use it right off the bat? It's not a lot of Pokemon, too.
I know. No, I don't care too much about this line anyway. Meganium, I assume you're going to say D tier.
One of the worst Pokemons.
All right.
Where would you put Meganium?
I would say D. I don't really care for it.
You just care about Bayleaf?
I would personally keep it at a Bayleaf.
Where would you put Bayleaf?
I put it at B.
I can give you that. I'll be a nice guy.
Look at that. The Cyndaquil line. I would also put S tier.
Yes, okay, good.
Everybody, Quilava, Typhlosion, although Hisuian Typhlosion can get out of my face, even though they should do the thing where the flames always come out of its neck all the time, they decided, no, we're going to just make it a weird little flaccid hedgehog this whole time.
When did this become a rant about Pokemon Legends Arceus? Wait a minute.
No, I'm saying in that game, they brought back the flames, like, around its neck. But prior to that, in every other 3D Pokemon, you didn't see the flames unless it attacked. So, they need to, like, get their act together. The Totodile line.
Totodile, I would say S2, because he was such a derby Pokemon in the Johto game shows.
Croconaw.
What do you think?
I can go B tier.
Okay, I agree with that. See, I'm a reasonable guy.
And then Fralligator, I can go A.
Yeah, okay, I can agree with that as well.
Sentret and Furret, I can both go C tier. Maybe even D.
I can do D. You know what? There were A chances, put them in C.
I'll put the second one.
They were a service for us when HNs were non-negotiable.
That's true. Hoot Hoot and Knocked Owl. I do not like Knocked Owl. I like Knocked Owl more.
They were always in my party, like, till the very end. So because you get them right off the bat, I could be.
I can, for both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you, since you gave me Bayleaf. All right. Ladyba and Ledayan. I hate these two. I hate these bug types.
I hate them too, so I'm okay with if you put them wherever.
D tier. I even with Spinarak and Ariados.
Yeah, put them all there.
All the bug types. Everyone. Yeah. They're also spiders, and I hate spiders.
You like Spider-Man.
True. But that's yeah. There's a lot of self-discovery here. Crobat? Am I correct on that? Crobat?
That's how you say his name.
Okay. I don't know if I got the name wrong. I can go A tier for him. Potentially S.
I can do S. I would say if you can do S, I can meet you at S as well.
All right.
I actually like them.
Chinchou and Lantern. Chinchou, I can go C or D because I do not like that Pokemon.
Okay, I'm comfortable with either or.
I'll go D. Lantern, right. I can go B because it had an awesome. It was water electric, high HP. I don't know. Something about this one I like.
I never really cared for it because I never used it. So, where would you put it? A tier, you said?
Yeah, I'll put it at B. B.
Okay.
And now this generation's baby Pokemon being Pichu, Cleffa, Igglybuff, and Togepi. The babies.
I could put all the babies in D tier.
Yeah, you know, they're not too special.
And correct me if I was wrong, Togepi, she was in the Kanto shows, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Is this like a Mandela effect thing going on? Like, you know, where we...
I know Misty had Togepi.
Yeah, she would always hold them. But I don't know if that happened until...
When did Togepi... T-O-P-I-G-E-A... When did Togepi appear in the show? All right, so I found the answer, and this is last minute, so this is also from Wikipedia. Some of the Pokemon in this generation were introduced in the animation adaptation of the franchise before Gold and Silver, such as Ho-Oh in the first episode of Pokemon Animator Series in 1998 and 1999. Togepi, which was a recurring character in the anime owned by Misty and Donphan in the Pokemon's first movie in 1998. So it was in the first Pokemon movie, the Mewtwo?
Yeah.
But they said Misty's Donphan, which is Generation 2.
Mandela effect, I tell you.
No, it's not it, because it was in the first movie. So I'm just saying the first movie is Generation 1, so okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Togetic.
I did not care about Togetic.
I can go C tier.
I can see that.
Natu, how do you do? And
that's good.
I don't care about these two. I can go D tier.
Fun fact, I always thought these were from Generation 3.
They look like a Gen 3 Pokemon. I don't know, something about them. The Mareep line. I think we'll agree. Ampharos can go A tier. Maybe even S.
I was going to say S.
Yeah.
Do I have to fight you on that?
No. I fully agree. Right. The other two, Flaffy and Mareep, I can go B.
Yeah.
Maybe with Mareep even C, but like...
Yeah. I could have gotten either way.
Blossom, I can go C tier. Do not care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Meryl and Azumarill.
The blue Pikachu.
I like Meryl better, and I can go B. Azumarill, I can go C or D.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
I'm going to go C tier for Azumarill. Sudowoodo. The confusing rock type, but should be a grass type.
The confusing tree.
Yeah, what's that about? Like, where does he get the rock typing from? I'm confused.
You get the audacity to be a tree. You're not a tree, Scooter Woodo.
Exactly. You have to use cut all the time. He's in the way.
You can't use cut on him. You have to get the sprinkle all over the water to get him out of the way.
Yeah, you know. See?
Yeah, see.
And now Politoed.
This is really my first effort.
Where do you want to put him?
I could put him at B.
I like that. I like him. He's going up there. Hop Hip and Skip Bloom.
It's Hop Hip, Scoop, Skip Bloom, Jump Puff.
Yeah, I can go all D tier. Do not care about this.
I have a new hatred for them because in Pokemon Scarlet, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
In the lounge, and I fucking hate them.
Apom too. D tier.
Put them down. That's wrong. That's not Apom. You're skipping.
I know. Sunkern.
But D tier, yeah.
Sunkern and Sunflora, both D.
Yeah.
Look at this. Gen 2 with a lot of D tier.
Like I said, Gen 2 has a lot of bad Pokemon.
Yeah.
But the gameplay of it, and it's really good.
Yeah. Yanma. I can go D. Maybe even C.
I was gonna say C.
Yeah, he's kind
of. Oh, my boy.
Whoop! There it is, and Quagsire.
Whoop!
I like these two.
I like those two.
Really, where are we putting them though? That's the real question.
Where would you put them? Because
Quagsire can go A tier. I like him a lot.
Yeah, and also that picture of him too.
Yeah, look at him just waving at us, being all polite. And whoop! There it is. Can go B.
Yeah, whoop, there it is.
Do we even have to debate this? These next two? Is this where...
Where would you put SB on?
S tier.
Yes, okay. All right.
Umbreon.
I say A tier.
A, okay. Although I do, if we were talking about shinies, different, like, I put them at both S. I like the blue.
The blue is great. But would you have put Umbreon in S? I would do S for Umbreon.
No, I would pick Espeon over.
Oh yeah, no, same.
You know, me being a big fan of Pokemon XD Gale Darkness, you know, and Colosseum, you get both of them, but Espeon was the real tank.
I always liked Espeon. I always liked Psychic type, and so like when Eevee got a Psychic type, I was like, oh, now you speak my language. Yeah, you're not.
Also, you train it during the day, and like that was that mechanic that was introduced. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Murkrow, D tier. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
Slowking. Willing to go A or S on this?
I was like, S, maybe S. That's you. S.
Also, in the movie, when he was like kind of like a sentient, like weird, like
talking
god type thing, I was like, "Hold on, what's happening?"
Was he in Pokemon? Was he in the Mewtwo movie as well?
Yeah, because he was like communicating with like the people. He was like the harbinger. He was like, "Oh, you know, I know things." I'm like, "What are you doing, bud?"
Wait a minute. Now you have Meowth talking for some other reason. No, he started talking because the girl version Meowth dumped him, and he was like, I'm gonna be popping now. I'm gonna be talking like
king.
That's a king right there.
King, Mischievous.
I did not care for this Pokemon at all.
You can go see. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge. one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
Unknown, I thought it was a legendary as a young kid because they're in the Entei movie.
Yeah. But I can honestly go D. Yeah, because they're nothing special. Wobbuffet. The anime gives it points, but outside of that, C tier.
Outside of battle, it's fucking broken as fuck. I can do B.
B? All right.
It has counter, it has miracle. You try to use any physical or special attacks, you're dead.
Giraffe rig.
D tier.
Don't care. Pinecone and Fortress.
Pinecone, I could put down a D. Fortress, C. Would you mean
yeah.
E? It has Toxic Spike. That's like, don't use it. I like it.
Dunsparce, a Pokemon I don't even know why exists. D tier.
You know his evolution in Swear Island? You know what it's called?
What?
His evolution.
What? What is it called?
The Dun Spores.
Oh my gosh, get it out of here. Gligar. Should be a part of the Zubat line for whatever.
Yeah.
It's like too close. It's like a bat with the blue. Yeah,
what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Because you were like B, I cut you off. What were you thinking? B or what?
I was going to say B or C.
Okay. This is Felix,
your S tier.
This is your veto?
So why? Where would you put
it? I would put it in A.
Yeah, I'll give it A.
Yeah.
These two, again, Gramble and...
Snubble. What the
heck? Snubble. D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quillfish, same deal. Yeah. Get it out. Scizor.
This is your boy with Scizor.
Yeah. Same thing as Steelix, eh?
Yeah, okay, I can do A.
Shuckle.
Can you go down and see the... Okay. I have a newfound love for Shuckle. Because like I said, like I told him in the last video, I was doing the Pokemon Fire Run. Bug Rock, this guy is a fucking tank. Like, he should have died so many times, but he lived. I could put him the same as Wobbuffet, B. Maybe even A.
I wouldn't go as far as A, but I'll meet you at B. Heracross S tier. Not even... Right? Or no?
I like Heracross. I can do A.
All right, fine. A. I'm not passionate enough about him.
I'm just trying to make you use your veto. I'm like, what can I say to make him use his
veto? It's like if you tell me like Schmeargle here or freaking I don't know, Milk Tank or something, then we're gonna have problems. Sneasel, B.
I don't really care about him. You can put him wherever you want.
All right, I'll put him at D because he's not too important. Teddy Ursa, C.
Yeah,
see. And now Ursaring, I can go B. Or
B
C.
For bear?
Yeah, B for bear.
B for bear.
B for bear.
Alright. So, where would you put Slugma?
Nothing higher than B.
So,
where this is going.
If this was a shiny, right? Because Slugma was the first shiny Pokemon I ever caught.
Green shiny or a blue?
No, he's gray. He's like silver, kind of.
Okay.
So, like, you know how people do, like, those shiny attempts when you have to do, like, supposed to running back? Like, there was, like, a way you could get shiny, right?
Yeah.
So, I was just in a cave, running, just trying to make my way throughout a cave. No, I think I was trying to get my way out of the cave. And
making my way out of the cave.
Down it fast. Either I was trying to make my way out of the cave or I was just blubbering because it was near the Elite Four. And I came across a shiny Slugma. And I'm like, oh my god. And this isn't before the MLS. This is like a legit Game Boy. So it's like if you close it, you can't find it. So I caught him. And my buddy's like, yo, you got a Slugma that's so rare. He's like, oh, I'll trade you my shiny Rayquaza. And I'm like, oh, Shiny Rayquaza, like, how do you even get that? Like, do you have to keep closing the game? Because it's black, not knowing that he, my boy fucking used an action replay to get a Shiny Rayquaza.
Oof.
So I gave him an authentic, legit Shiny Slugma for a cheated and Rayquaza. And for that, I want to put this in detail because it gives me a bad memory.
Good. Both of them? Macargo too?
Yeah, I didn't really care about Macargo.
Swinub and Piloswine both can go D tier. Do not care about them.
It's not Piloswine, so yeah, okay, I agree.
What is it then? Mamoswine, I know, is pretty.
Mamoswine, I would put B.
Corsola.
D.
D. Remory.
I'm not giving a good reputation for my Pokemon.
No, not at all. We're really backloading this. Speaking of, let's rapid fire these. Remoraid, Octillery, and they're all D. Mantine?
D. Waterfly.
Skarmory. I can go B.
B, yeah. Looks like a Generation 3 Pokemon.
Yes, very much so. I remember in Ruby and Sapphire, there was that area before the town where you can go to
the Ash Town. I call it the Ash Town. The ashes are falling down and everything.
That's where you always find Skarmory. Always. Yeah. Houndoom. I can go. And Houndour. I can go.
Yeah.
Houndoom might be A for me.
I can see that. Fun fact, I always thought this was Generation 3 because Team Magma, Team Aqua, because Team Magma used them.
Yes.
So, like, I always thought, and the anime came out before the game, so I always assumed that Houndoom was going to be in a Ruby. I always assumed that if you play Ruby, Team Magma would use Houndoom. Nope, they still use freaking Poochyena, which I still don't understand why they did that.
It's crazy. It's just a bad looking Pokemon.
Yeah.
Kingdra.
What? S tier?
Yeah. Phanpy and Donphan.
B for both?
Yeah, I'm about to say anything higher than B is kind of out there.
Pollyann to Ashley are really busted Pokemon. You know, his stats are equal as to Alakazam's stats.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's also like one of those niche psychic types that I can definitely see being like that. What are we thinking? Like B?
Yeah, B. Speaking of B, look at that butt on that Stanler.
Yeah, and he can go right to the D tier, my friend. He can take that B and go right to D. That sounded bad. Schmeargle, D, don't like you. Tyrogue and Hitmontop.
Another evolution. We talked about the Eevees having like multiple evolutions. It was great. Like this also got multiple evolutions. You could get Hitmontop, but it was also weird because it was always based on the stats.
I don't know how to check stats. I'm a stupid kid.
Well, where would you put this?
Tyrogue, I would put at C. Hitmontop at B.
Okay, I agree with that.
I also don't like how in the newer games, Hitmontop isn't spinning anymore like crazy.
Yeah, I
he's doing this
it.
Weird side to side thing, and I'm like, stop.
Side to side. Back to the baby Pokemon.
Yeah, Smoochum. Nope. D tier.
I love how Ashkid is literally a plug. He's a plug, bro. The plug.
The plug can go B, I'm thinking.
I thought you were going to say D. My voice just cracked. Ew, gross. I thought you were going to say D. But okay, yeah, I can see B.
Magby, D.
Okay.
Milk Tank.
Where would you put Milk Tank?
I would say C. It isn't that bad.
I hate this Pokemon.
I can go D. I have no problem.
And you know what the weird thing is? You don't. There's not a lot of fighting Pokemons, and this is the fifth gym. You don't find a fighting type Pokemon. The only way you could find a fighting Pokemon besides Tyrogue and Hitmontop was Machamp, and the only way you could get a Machamp was from an NPC trade.
Yep.
Unless you went to every house and like oh, am I talking about, but you're okay, you just want to complete the game, you don't want to talk to every NPC, you're screwed. And this Milky with his slutches nipples, look at those nipples he's got over there. Like, I hate.
That's fair. Blissey.
Speaking of, you talking about Pokemon Go, you put Vileplume on there. Tank. This one, tank.
I'm thinking B or A?
I could do B.
B for Blissey.
Yeah.
All right. The legendary dogs, Raikou, Suicune, and Entei. I like how Raikou looks. I think he's the best looking.
I don't know about that. Raikou also in Street Fighter?
Okay. Where are we thinking of Raikou?
C?
Yeah, I have a more fondness for Suicune anyway. Entei. I can go A tier for this.
Yeah, just because he had his movie, I'll put him A.
Try to steal Ash's mom.
Yeah.
Suicune, S tier.
I'm not going to argue with that. I'll just put an S tier as well. Only because I played Pokemon Crystal, which was this game.
Speaking of this whole line, Larvitar, Pupitar, Tyranitar can all go S tier. Pupitar can be A if I like, really want to be. Or even
yeah, I can do Pupitar A.
Pupitar. Larvitar, I can go A too.
I can do S. That was okay. You said S.
Right? Okay, S. All right. And then Tyranitar, not even a shadow of a doubt here.
Yeah.
All right. Lugia and Ho-Oh. What are we thinking?
You ever played Heart Gold Soul Silver?
Yes.
The remakes? Which one did you play?
Heart Gold. All right. But I'm a Lugia guy. You know me with XD Gale Darkness. That's my favorite like Pokemon game. So Lugia is very... Also baby Lugia, you know?
I'll put it A tier.
All right.
Lugia.
Ho-Oh.
You're a Ho-Oh Confidential.
The god of Pokemon, apparently? Rumor?
No, Arceus is the god of Pokemon.
For the longest time, I thought Ho-Oh was, or like the creator or something.
I would do B.
Okay.
Now, the time Pokemon, Professor Oak's Pokemon.
Professor Oak. Celebi.
C
for Celebi. Well, that's the whole list. We ran through all of Johto. You know, I'm really liking our teamwork. It makes the dream work, of course, in Pokemon. You know, you got to have a full team.
Can you count how many Deepwood ones we have from Generation 1 and Generation 2?
I wish there was like a little counter over here, but there isn't. Yeah. We have 1, 40, 41, 42 in the D tier. What a time. So, yeah, Gen 2 has a lot of D tier Pokemon. But what you could catch is more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only DJ Aim, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.